We continue with our children's sermon. Okay, students from the balcony and all students and little children, you may come forth. Good morning, students. We got some coming from the balcony yet. Our children's sermon is entitled The Perfect Gift. I have to apologize. I tried putting this in the pocket, the microphone, but the connection is a little bit frayed. And if I would have put it in my pocket, every movement I made, it would sound like fireworks or popcorn going off. So please apologize. So that's why I have to hold it. Yeah. Okay. Good morning again, students. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Yes. Hallelujah. All right. All right. How many times have mom and dad told you to go to the refrigerator and get a container of stuff for a meal? All right. And you went and got it, right? Yeah. So you got your container here. Mom might want, let's say, Cool Whip. All right. Is that a Cool Whip container? All right. And you can put that on what? What are you going to put Cool Whip on? Okay. Pie or some stuff. Yeah. And then you open a container. It's leftover turkey from Thanksgiving. It's a Cool Whip container. So I'll put it back in the fridge. Would you please get the Cool Whip container, Mom asked? Okay. So you go get the Cool Whip container. That's another container, Cool Whip, right? You look inside. Oh, dressing from Thanksgiving. No, that didn't work. Okay. Could you please get the Cool Whip container? Yeah. There you go. What do you think that is from Thanksgiving? Cool Whip? No. All right. What do you call that sauce? It's red, and it's made from a fruit, and it grows in water up in Wisconsin.
Ketchup.
Okay. All right. Never. Okay. Never. Okay. No. Okay. All right. What do you call that stuff? All right. And there's commercials of these guys that are in this field with boots on. They're up. Okay. What do you call those? Cranberry, yeah. Well, that's cranberry sauce, okay? Well, how do you think we could take care of this problem? We got all those containers in the refrigerator, but we can't find out what's in it until we open it. What could we do? What do moms do? And what do you do sometimes? What's this? Okay, wrapping paper, all right. I always have difficulty putting this on containers. What is this? What'd you say? Cellophane, right? Cellophane. And cellophane. And, all right, if you look at it and break it apart, there's a Latin word in there. All right, and what's the Latin word, part of the word? Fane, which means to be revealed, made known. So you get a container, you got this stuff on it. You can see in the container, it's revealed to us through this cellophane, isn't it? All right. Well, the interesting part is, all right, there's another word that we use in our church here, and it's called what? Epiphany. Ah, do you notice the fane in there, the Latin part? Means to be revealed or made known. Who is made known to us? Who is revealed to us? Jesus, all right? And he's that perfect gift. What gifts did Jesus receive from the wise men? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Each significant because each is symbolic of prophet, priest, and king. All right? Very special. All right? And Jesus was made known, revealed to us, Lord made manifest. And he lived for 30 plus years, right? And the thing is, all right, when we look at gifts, this is the perfect gift. Because what did Jesus do? He died on the cross. What a perfect gift. Not only that, 3 days later, what happened? He rose from the dead. Yes. He said he was in a gospel according to St. John, you know, talking about Moses and being the serpent lifted on the staff. So must the man of God, the Son of God, be lifted up. So in our lives as Christians, that is the perfect gift. And really, then one of the neatest gifts is, he assured us, we too will blank, fill in the blank, we too will rise. That is the perfect gift, okay? Let's bow our heads in prayer. In this Easter season, we receive that perfect gift through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for that gift, okay? For dying and rising. And we too will rise. In your name, amen. Hallelujah. He is risen. He is risen indeed.